and welcome to the End in Mind podcast. I'm your host, Caitlin, the owner of Meraki Media Management. The End in Mind is a place where we come to share stories, tips, and strategies of many entrepreneurs, creatives, business owners, and just some people that aren't willing to live the traditional lifestyle. We talk about how to live outside of the box today and how to incorporate what really is important in your life to keep that end goal always in mind. Again, if you would like to reach out to me in any type of way, you can find me on Instagram at Meraki_media_management. And I hope to hear from you all soon. Thanks so much and enjoy our show. What is up, my lovely party people? Welcome back to the End in Mind podcast. Bear with me. It is very early this morning, and I am over here batching my content. So pause with me as we take a sip of coffee. As a lot of you know, I have, you know, over the years, taken a step back from coffee, learned about coffee and its effects, tested it in my own body, and there are certain days recently that I feel like now I can handle coffee in certain moods that I'm in. So it's all about like getting in touch with my body and then giving my body what it needs. Today is one of those days where I need a little pick-me-up to start my day and create some awesome content for you guys for the first month of 2024. So that is my plan. Over the past few podcast episodes that I've been sharing with you all, I have been talking a lot about batching content and why that is so important. One of the things that I love about batching content and the reason why it pushes me to batch content is really my team. So today I wanted to talk a little bit about hiring a team or even hiring a coach to hold you accountable or finding a friend that's an accountability partner and really the necessity that lives within those types of relationships as a business owner. For myself, when I first started my business, I was working with a coach. She was fantastic at helping me align goals and things like that, but I am not the type of person that particularly needs goals because I am so difficult and hard on myself as a perfectionist. I am constantly working towards the next phase of my life. It's kind of like a built-in perfectionism mechanism that keeps me moving forward in my life. I think it also has to do with me being an only child. I really was just always, you know, looking forward in my life and trying to figure out what I wanted to do and who I wanted to be. So it's been like this since I was young, and I know that that is a gift, and I know many people do not have that type of personality. I see it in my clients, I see it with my friends, even mentors of mine have shared things like that with me. So I think also my goal setting and being able to accomplish some of the goals that I've laid out for myself is because I'm willing to put people in place to kind of really just have that truth reflection, right, for myself, where if I am putting things off, like my team is gonna call me out, right? Because they need me to create content so they can finish their job and complete the mission, right? My boyfriend is also very great at having those truthful conversations with me, right? And we do it for each other. We'll say, you know, is this really that other person's fault, right? Or did we have some sort of place in this conversation, or can we take ownership, right, of our emotions, of our actions, and basically just have a real talk with ourselves? And I think this is something that a lot of people in modern day society avoid, right? It's not easy to have these types of conversations. It's not always pleasurable, right, to have a team member that's waiting on you, and maybe you are a few days behind on work. But there is a really beautiful piece of this that is within community. And it really helps you drive your mission in those days that maybe you aren't feeling 100%. And it's allowed me to actually step back more so in my work and really reflect in my own life so that I can springboard forward, so that I can have more space to onboard. It's very interesting. Like now my Mondays tend to be my money mindset days where I really am not doing much work, you guys. And at least in the morning, it's been very healthy for me to ease into the week, to have those days and allow myself to get creative with how do I want to lay out my week this week? What do I want to look at this month for onboarding? How are my referral partners doing? How do I want to continue to manifest the money mindset that I know I deserve, right? And I know that my team and my community deserves. Because what's interesting about developing a business where people depend on you, it's not only your team, it's also you guys, right? You guys listen to this podcast, which I'm so incredibly grateful for, and you all take in this information, and hopefully it, you know, impacts your life and helps you change some of your mindset or adapt, right, towards a version of you that feels more aligned for where you want to go in life. That is really the driving force that makes me find the passion and find the will to keep going, or right, or get up early like today to make sure that I have the time and resources prepared for you all to come out next week. So it doesn't always look perfect, right? Like, for example, this batch of content is a few days late to my team, but I knew that Thursday morning I would have time to get it done. So instead of stressing about it all week, living in the ambiguous, I was able to tell my team, hey, Thursday morning, I will have 3 or 4 podcasts sent over to you guys with content for the rest of the week, for the rest of the month. And that allows them to then have peace because they know they don't have to go week by week waiting for me again, right? So again, this really beautiful infrastructure has created a sense of peace for everybody, not just myself. And I think that that's a big piece that I left out in previous podcast episodes. And I really wanted to drive that home. So if you are still finding difficulty with batching content or creating content for a longer portion of time, it's interesting how businesses and family life, right, us being a solopreneur, our days are kind of up in the air, right? That's what I love about our job, actually. I truthfully do not like the same day over and over again. Like, it can get very mundane for me. So I love the flexibility, the differentiation of my days, the problem solving of my days. It keeps my brain active and it keeps me really excited about my work. Of course, some days are easier than others, right? And I say that, you know, with so much love. But when I am in that mode of creating and providing for my team, I know that then everyone else is going to have the full month completed, and that when I am creating and getting up earlier in the morning to create, I won't have any distraction. So if there is a place in your life where you know, okay, this is maybe your moment of peace, right, before the storm starts, the calm before the storm, we might say, right, of your day-to-day, maybe prioritizing that morning time or that afternoon time or the evening time for yourself. Give yourself an hour or two to create your content, and don't be afraid to get fun with it, right? And finding those areas that you have the most energy in on those certain times of day when you do have the space to create without distraction. So it's interesting in my work, because a lot of my clients currently are actually on PST. And for a lot of you that don't know this, I am on EST. So my clients are actually 3 hours behind. And it's great for us because, you know, we have contact with them later in the day if we need something. But it also has me at times, right, working maybe like a little bit further into 6 o'clock, even though I prefer to end my day at 5, at times that just happens, right? Especially if my team members need things and we're gathering situations, especially during an onboarding period, we just know that we have that flexibility of the time because we work with clients all over the world, right? We're able to be flexible. And that has also allowed me to lead my day with intention of knowing that my mornings are very quiet because a lot of my clients aren't up yet, right? A lot of my team members aren't up yet. And I have this quietness in my house as well. So I'm not like, you know, getting up and cooking or running to run errands. I'm able to sit and be present. So if you don't have this area of being able to be present in your life, that is the first step to being able to create content from a heart-centered, authentic place. That is a lot of the work that I do with my one-on-one clients. We do have a few spots open if you are interested at this point in time. Really, what we walk through is slowing down to be able to speed up. Because if you don't have the space and capacity in your life currently, and you're just continuing to pile more and more and more on your plate, that's in the case where I believe that we can cause some sort of sickness, overwhelm, migraines. A lot of my clients are highly sensitive, perfectionists, so we tend to have our symptoms come out physically. I really do not advise that for my clients. So we may work in the first 3 to 6 months on just finding where the capacity is. And I know that feels like a long time for business owners, but it is one of the most crucial decisions and situations that you will build for yourself in a business that will help you in every single area of your life for the rest of your life. Even if you do not continue on with your business at a certain period of time, you still know when you are able to be present with yourself, when you have the space and capacity in your day to get things done, like maybe even paying bills, right? Like, it's simple everyday tasks that get pushed on the back burner because we are at capacity. And we as women also wear a lot of hats, right? So it's natural for us to feel overwhelm. And my whole job is about, again, slowing down to eliminate overwhelm so that we can start to incorporate the steps for you to be able to create your own marketing in your business from this heart-centered place. Because if you don't, right, and if you are just creating content on the whim, and maybe it's been working for the past few years of having your company or even few months, is that sustainable? You know, really, we have to have these real conversations with ourselves. Even myself, I will still have these conversations very frequently. Is this sustainable for me? Could I have handled this situation differently in the future? I will actually walk through scenarios with myself after I have an experience in a situation where maybe I left not feeling great about how I handled it in particular. I will walk myself through exactly how I'm going to handle that situation when it occurs again, because it will occur again, okay? So in business, patterns are normal, just like in life. Your pattern may be that you don't have capacity to create, that you don't have capacity to be present with yourself because you're constantly on the go. That's okay. But there has to be one area of your life where maybe you're even just giving yourself 20 minutes a day to sit down and fully be present with you. And until we find that moment, overwhelm will overcome you. You will not be able to be present with what you're creating, and you also won't be creating something that feels aligned, right? Because when you're not present, how are you supposed to be connected? The basics of marketing is connection. And a lot of people think the basics of marketing is manipulation or persuasion. I completely disagree. Marketing is about connecting. And that's the way I see it at Meraki. We are not persuading clients to work with us. We want the clients that feel connected to us to come into our sphere of community and be welcomed to onboard into our services or purchase our products at any portion of time that feels right and aligned for them. We are standing here with open arms. There's absolutely no pressure, and it's all about them wanting to opt in. Because if you get a client that you've pushed down a sales cycle, like old ways of selling, outdated ways of selling, I should say, would be to push somebody further down your sales funnel. We've all experienced this at one point or another. Are you really getting the client journey that you want, right? I don't think so. Are you really experiencing the motions and the passion and the energy that you want to experience when working with this person? I don't think so. Okay, like I really don't. And if you agree, disagree, I would love to know your thoughts. Take a screenshot right now. Give me your thoughts on your story. Tag me. Let me know what you think. Like, do you enjoy being pushed down a sales cycle, or are you really just wanting to connect with your clients? I find with the clients that I have built into my company now and the clients that we attract now are so primed to be working with somebody in marketing. They're truthfully just grateful to have somebody that's ethical, that is listening to them, that cares about their business, that isn't just taking their money. Like, the standard and the bar is not high, to be honest, in marketing, because so many people have been burned by other social media managers, and it's terrible. So we at Meraki are all about setting that bar as high as we possibly can, because that's what our clients deserve, right? They deserve the best portion of customer service, people and companies and community that believe in what they do, that help them see their passion, that help them see all of these amazing pockets of themselves that they continue to ignore, because that's how we've been programmed, is to constantly push down all of our gifts and look towards what we lack. And we help our clients see all of the areas of beauty that they hold within themselves. And we actually even help them articulate that through their content, which, let me tell you, is extremely magnetic. And that is what marketing and connection is about for us and for me. That's what it's always been about for me. So I hope that today you all are inspired to find a moment in your day that is just for you. And before you go in and take that moment for your business, really relish in it for yourself. You know, you guys, this is one of the best gifts that you can give to yourself in your lifetime. We as entrepreneurs listening to this show are focused on about, I believe, you know, on how we can be better people, how we can be better leaders, how we can be a better human. Because if I wasn't being present with myself, how could I be present with my clients? How could I be present with my team? And really asking yourself the basics of what you expect from a practitioner or a service provider, or even somebody on the other end of the phone when you're asking questions, don't you expect them to be present with you? I do. I had to really have a real talk with myself. Like, am I even being present with myself? You know, like, has trauma just totally allowed me to disassociate from everything in my life, and then I'm not fully aligned when I'm showing up or processing or even communicating in my day today? These were really difficult conversations to have, but it was the only way. The truth had led me to the freedom. The truth led me to what I wanted to be. And you are the only one that really knows that. So that's really how the intuitive support works. It's not about me, you know, telling you guys like, oh, this is what I think we should work on. It's really about us just having a conversation and finding the areas of your life where you are able to be present. And sometimes it's a longer journey than not for my clients. Sometimes they do just have to create content on a day-to-day basis until they're able to find those larger pockets of being able to be present and building out an entire month of content. We are all about baby steps, because when you are first getting present with yourself, it can feel like a waste of time if you've never done it before. But what it ends up being is truthfully one of the greatest gifts that life provides to us as humans. And it becomes about something else entirely once you sit with that presence and you feel that connection without even really communicating. It's extremely beautiful. And again, it's allowed me to really change my perspective of life and how I want to be and how to incorporate all of the things that I wanted to be since I was young, and creating this lifestyle that I thought that I wanted, it allowed me to take the pieces of that lifestyle that I maybe still desire, but also combine it with who I am at my core. And that is what is so beautiful, is your version of every perspective that you've created will come from this loving place, and your marketing will be able to speak to that connection in a much more flowy, easier, authentic, natural way. So I hope that this resonated with you all. If it did, again, give me a screenshot, tag me on social, give me an update of what you guys are doing in the DMs. I love you all so, so much, and I will see you next week for another solo episode. Thank you so much for listening to The End in Mind. I would like to remind you all, if you haven't yet reached out to me on Instagram, we are at Meraki_media_management. It will be in our show notes as well. If you would like to reach out to me, we always offer free coaching through Instagram based around our Instagram training and our business Instagram practices. If you need any type of support, please do not hesitate to reach out to me there. And we also offer several different types of consulting and training packages if you're looking for a little bit more in-depth tips. So thank you all for listening in. And of course, I want you all to keep the end in mind as you continue with your day and or work week. Have a great week, and I will see you all next time.